Breakfast. Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. More
radio. Hello, you lovely, lovely lot, and welcome to the very best of March. This is the More Radio Breakfast podcast.
Hi, I'm Tom.
Hello, I'm Lou.
Wait, wait, wait. It sounds like we're doing a CBeebies show.
It does really a does, bit, yeah. Doesn't it? Yeah.
I'm
hello, everybody. Are we wacky?
What's in my bag?
Let's not play that game again.
Listen, how was March for you, team? Quite a lot happened with the easing of restrictions and stuff like that.
Yeah, March was okay. I didn't think you two were on top form. But I was good. I had a very strong month in March.
I'm not sure we're rating and reviewing the show.
No, I was just asking personally. Yeah,
oh, personally, yeah, fine. Personally, very good for me because professionally I had a good month.
Okay. Lou, you had an interesting... I mean, you did the show from home for the first time.
Oh, I did. Yeah, that was exciting, wasn't it? A bit of a novelty.
Lou did the show in her bra and pants.
No, I didn't. I did it in my pyjamas and it was because I had to have a COVID test because I had a little cough and thankfully it came back. And I got the results mid-show, didn't I?
That's out of order that you did a show in your pyjamas. Tom and I were here in our Sunday best.
You were.
Sunday best? Lou didn't even brush her teeth when she did the show.
Oh, that is mingin'. Isn't it? All sort of oats and stuck in her teeth.
Oats.
I hadn't had my porridge at that point.
Right, listen, enjoy the podcast. Here comes the best of March 2021. We had a bit of a riot, as always, on the show. So enjoy.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. More
radio. Would you be interested in the battery-powered clap-off bra?
Ooh!
Fitted with an electromagnet, so you clap and the bra drops off. It's actually been designed for people who have arthritis.
Right.
Which is quite clever.
Yeah.
So you clap and the magnet switch at the back is released and then the... And the bra sort of drops. I think it's clever. I'm looking at a little video of it here.
It is clever, but imagine if you when you're at a theatre... No, I'll be running with them on. Was that absolutely brilliant? Blimey, have a look at them. You know what I mean?
That's a really good
That's
point.
That's a very good point. Or even just watching TV and, I don't know, there's like a gunshot or something in a film.
Yeah.
And your bra's like, oh, it's time to go.
Bang, boing, boing.
Why do they drop at different rates?
That person needs help.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Time for a biology lesson on the show. I'd like to focus on the female body for a second, if I may.
Okay.
I better not come on this thing.
No, it's fine, mate. It's
2021,
all right.
I'll end up getting fired.
You're fine. Why do women have wider hips and wider pelvises than men? What's the traditional thought behind that?
So you can squeeze babies out of them.
Yeah, to carry babies.
Wrong. This is new research. This is. They're saying, listen, this traditional... A theory that childbearing hips are there for women to allow the passage of a big-brained baby. That's not why you girls have the wide pelvis.
Are you sure?
Yes. They are saying now, this is scientific research, saying that our ancestors, they used to lay eggs. Like chickens. Women used to lay eggs like chickens. Can you imagine? Just once a morning, popping one of them out before work. Well, I don't know how often, but that's what they're saying. As we evolved, the female form, the female human, used to lay an egg.
Oh, my God.
And then sit on it to keep it warm.
Darling, I'm starving. What's for breakfast? Hang on a second. There you go.
That's your children, Jack.
Yeah, you can't eat your own egg.
But that's not why chickens make eggs. Chickens don't have to have like nookie to make an egg.
No.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
No.
They don't, Tom.
They just produce an egg. My best friend Martin used to have chickens.
And you just have girl chickens if you just want eggs.
Yeah, and my friends Emma and Daz have got chickens.
Wait, so what's the point of the cockbird then?
To make the egg into a baby chicken.
Wait, sorry.
A chicken, Tom.
It's basically the same as humans, really.
Does a baby chicken come into the world?
A female chicken, right, just produces eggs.
Okay.
Yeah, every day. Eggs come out, right?
Okay.
And then if they want that egg to become into a baby chicken, then the male chicken, the cock chicken, has to do his thing.
A little bit like with women. We do it every month, but you don't see them.
Yeah,
and
women.
You have to do your thing if you want us
women
to have babies.
Got eggs. It's sort of made eggs.
Are you sure the cockbird doesn't mount the hen and then the chicken arrives?
What do you mean arrives? It just jogs in.
No. You get lots of eggs a day. Otherwise, the male chicken will have no energy left, poor fella. He'd be like, oh, give us a break, Daisy. I can't go again. You know?
I've got some YouTubing to do, I think.
No, well, don't do that.
Do it from your work computer, Tommy. See what happens.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
We need to start an investigation.
Oh, about what?
Here at the radio station. Because I was in the kitchen earlier and I saw something at work, this is, that horrified me, frankly. And I think we need to get Alan, the big boss here, to start an internal company investigation.
Sounds serious.
What happened? It is serious.
Someone that works here has got a Darius mug.
Darius Dinesh.
In the kitchen,
Dinesh.
There is a Darius Dinesh mug. Now, if you don't know who Darius is, he's the guy that was on Pop Idol many years ago. He sung Britney Spears. He's quite a quirky character, but he's gone on to do pretty much nothing.
He took himself very seriously, if I remember rightly.
He took himself very seriously. Darius Dinesh. Now, I can't work in the same building as someone that has a Darius mug.
Well, I don't understand what's on the mug. How does it...
A picture of Darius. Right. And it says Darius and the Big Bands. So it's obviously some sort of merchandise product.
Oh, right, it's proper.
From a tour that he's done.
Well, hang on. We are a radio station. It might be, instead of somebody bringing in their favourite mug, it could be that he sent it to us, hoping that we'll talk about his weird tour.
I disagree. It looks... Because the mug is soiled. I mean,
is
it's
it
been
well used.
Yes, it has.
Right. Oh, okay.
Well, maybe a member of the team here, this is obviously pre-lockdown, was a Darius fan and that was their mug in the office.
But that's what I'm saying, Tom. How can we trust someone who's a Darius fan?
Okay.
How can we trust someone? This person is probably a thief as well that's stealing from us.
Why?
Because they have to be because they're bad.
What if it's your friend and my friend, Nick Osborne, on from 10 o'clock?
Nick Osborne knows better than to get a Darius mug.
Yeah, I can't see him being a Darius fan.
I want answers. And this time tomorrow, I'm going to reveal, hopefully, the Darius fan in the building.
Who are your main suspects?
If I'm honest, I'm uncomfortable to say it because this is a world we live in where you're not allowed an opinion anymore because you get shot down. But I reckon it's probably going to be Shane, one of the sales guy upstairs. He's got something about him. I don't quite know what it's about. I could see him as a Darius fan.
What about producer Pete McIntosh?
No, McIntosh. He's not a Darius fan. No. He's all about Ridian.
I think Lou's been a bit quiet during this bit. I don't know. Yes. He's shifty looking through there.
So, listen, right. Tomorrow I'm going to go on a mission today to try and find out whose it is because that is not good enough and I want that person's employment terminated.
What are you going to do with the mug?
I'm going to break it.
Ooh. Oh, don't break it.
Wow.
I'm going to break it.
Okay. On air?
Yes, on air tomorrow at this time, we will sacrifice the mug.
Unless they come forward.
Yeah, I think we should hold an amnesty.
Okay.
Should we play some Darius on the show?
Oh, my goodness.
Why is that, Tom? Are you a fan?
I don't think we even have Darius, do we? Is he on the system?
I can find him somewhere.
Are you a fan? Is it your mug?
Hey, don't look at me. I wouldn't dare create that kind of crime. All right. The Darius investigation is on this time tomorrow. All should be revealed,
yes,
right?
Yes, it will.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Something we need to talk about, because it was this time yesterday, Jack, you made a shocking discovery.
I did, yes. I mean, you know, you can talk about Broadchurch. You can talk about The Bodyguard. You can talk about Line of Duty. Nothing is as gripping as what I discovered here yesterday. It's got the whole county talking. Somebody that works here at Moore has got a cup with Darius on it.
Okay. Just to fill people in, if they don't remember Darius. Darius was a reality TV star, formerly on the TV show Pop Idol. Is that right? And he did Britney Spears
Hit
audition.
Me, baby, one more time.
That is beautiful.
Do you remember Darius? Yeah, and I was in the kitchen yesterday making a drink and there's a picture of Darius on a cup in there. There's a Darius Dinesh fan here at Moore and such a big fan that they've got a cup.
How have we not spotted this before?
Because everyone's working from home. So this cup's been at the back of the cupboard.
Yeah, I guess
and
so.
We're the only ones that use the studio. So therefore, the rotation of cups has finally come round to the Darius mug.
I have an update.
Ooh,
for you.
How's your investigation going?
The investigation is closed.
Oh!
Because I found out whose mug it is.
Okay.
Now, what I'm about to tell you is going to shock you two to your core. Okay. And listeners to this show will know there are certain people that work here that we often mention. You know what I mean? Shane, who works in sales, who looks like Noel Edmonds.
Well, yesterday you accused him. He was your prime suspect.
It's not Shane's
mum. Okay, we've moved on.
We've got producer Pete, or as Tom and I call him,
Macintosh.
It is not his mug.
Yeah.
We also have the big cheese. The main man, the head honcho. The man that is the glue of this radio station. Alan, the boss. It's Alan's mug.
Oh my goodness.
I hereby resign because I will not work for a man who's a fan of Darius.
Well, no, hang on. Is there not another solution? Can't we just, you know, dispose of the mug?
Let's smash it in a ceremony.
The thing is, I don't know if we should smash it because there are people that need mugs.
Are there?
I've decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to go round Alan's house after lockdown and I'm going to bury it in his garden.
Yeah, okay.
And we're going to have a little ceremony and we can... It's almost like an exorcism, but for Darius.
Sure.
I'm going to get a priest in and we're going to exorcise the demons from Alan.
Well, I feel let down by the boss, I have to say. I'll still happily work for him.
You think you know someone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You think you know someone. I had Alan down as a Red Hot Chili Peppers fan. Do you know what I mean? I didn't know he was a Darius kind of geezer.
Do you want me to tweet Darius and see if he'd sing at the burying ceremony?
Yes. That's a great idea. Let's get Darius to host it.
Right.
That is so weird.
Do you know what, Luke? You have to do that.
Yeah.
We have to tweet Darius and see if we can get him to come and give Alan a full body massage.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
You said you wanted to bury the Darius mug in the garden.
Well, I thought what we'd do is, because we need to sort of help Alan get over this Darius crush that he has.
Crush?
I thought what we should do is we should have a ceremony and bury the Darius mug and tell Alan, you know, it's time to move on.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think smashing it is too violent.
Yeah, Darius, look, he doesn't deserve that, you know what I mean? But he doesn't deserve to be in our kitchen.
So, Julie from Eastbourne just called up, right?
Yes.
And I said, sorry, love, there's no time for you to come on the show.
You've never said sorry, love, to anybody.
I said, sorry, love. She demanded airtime.
Right.
So, we'll give her airtime. Julie in Eastbourne, what would you like to say?
Please don't bury Darius. He's such a talented young man. He's tall, he's dark, he's handsome. I've loved him from day one since I saw him on the TV. When he said, hit me, baby, one more time, I was there hitting him.
It's just worth pointing out at this text section for those listening. We're not actually going to bury Darius. We are burying a mug with his face on it.
Julie, did you just say when he said hit me baby one more time, I was there and I was hitting him?
Yes.
Julie.
Yes, I did say that.
I mean, tell us.
You can't bury him.
Listen. What is the extent of this fandom that you have for him? I mean, just how big a fan are you?
Yesterday you mentioned about this mug, and then I remembered I'd got this CD in the loft, so we had to get the ladder out last night. I got my husband up in the loft, he got the CD out, and we played it last night, and I made my husband listen to Colourblind about 10 times over and over again.
What is your husband's name, my love?
Pete,
run for your life. Listen, Julie, I think it's nice that you love Darius so much, and we all have things that we love, you know what I mean? So I think what we should do is this. I think we should package it up safely and we should give you the Darius mug.
Yes. Yes.
Would you like that,
Julie? I would absolutely love that.
Okay. Can we just point out that it is second hand, Julie? It's not in pristine condition.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, fine.
There's lipstick marks all around that rim.
Alan doesn't wear lipstick. Julie, I would like to say I'd deliver it to you personally, but I can't, obviously, because of COVID and whatnot. And actually, that's not a bad thing because... Between you, me and the gatepost, you're quite terrifying.
I am also going to take an executive decision on the show, if that's all right.
Right.
Yeah.
For as long as we can all bear it, which may only be a minute or two, I think we should ditch the next song and play Colourblind by Darius.
Yes, play it. That'd be amazing.
What you're doing there, Tom, is you're sacrificing the whole audience to please one woman.
Okay, let's start it and see how long Jack can last.
Okay. Julian Eastbourne, this is for you. We thank you for coming on the show. You be safe up that ladder in that loft, okay?
Okay.
All right, darling.
Okay.
You take care now.
Bye.
This is for you. Here's Darius and Colourblind on More Radio.
Really?
It's a good start.
Oh, I quite like it, actually.
Let's give it time.
It's catchy.
No,
don't do the actress.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Yeah, Lou's at home this morning in her studio. How you doing, Lulu?
Yeah, fine, thank you. Hopefully I'm going to have a cup of tea brought to me in a minute.
Yeah, we'll see.
Carol in Peacehaven wants to know two things. Are you in slippers and have you brushed your teeth?
You know what? I haven't brushed my teeth because I had a cup of tea. Well, I had a cup of tea as soon as I woke up. Right. And so I didn't, you know, I was waiting. So then I will do it at some point during the show. Might do it on air. Yeah. Who knows? And I'm wearing slipper socks.
Okay, very nice. Well, listen, it's all well and good you being at home in your slipper socks, getting tea brought to you and that, and in your jammies and your dressing gown and that. But frankly, if you're at home, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be working as hard as Tom and I are here, steering this magnificent ship called Moore. Yeah. Okay. And frankly, if you're at home, it means you're at home with your fiancé, Pete, at all. So he's going to work as well. Do you listening to me?
Well, he's the one making the tea. I've already got him at work.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have to stop, Lou, because you have got 20 seconds to get Pete into your studio and get him to sing Humpty Dumpty to us down the microphone. 3, 2, 1, go.
Pete! Hey!
Quick!
Where are you?
He's running. He's upstairs. It's all good. Here we go. You can have the headphones for a moment. You've got to sing Humpty Dumpty.
You've got to sing Humpty Dumpty?
Yeah. Quickly, over here. Go on. 1, 2, 3.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Yeah. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Yeah, there we go.
All the king's horses and all the king's men. Yeah. But Humpty together. What's happening?
He's done it! Yeah! That is just the most bizarre bit of radio ever.
And there'll be more bizarre home-based challenges for Lou during the show. Well done, Pete.
And I make may I just say, what a voice.
What Thanks. A voice.
Oh. Well done, Pete.
Thank you.
Okay, you can hand the microphone back to your other half now.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you want to do some travel, no, that's coming up.
Pete, no, it's fine.
Stop.
I was in the middle of making tea as well.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Things are quite tense here on the radio.
So yesterday we told you the story of this man called Declan Evans, 20 years old, who has just recently broken the Guinness World Record for the fastest time drinking a Capri Sun pouch. He managed to chug one down using that tiny little orange straw in 16.65 seconds.
It's pretty quick, man. I mean, we're going to have a go, each of us now, to see if we can beat Declan's new world record. The first thing I noticed is that there's... Are you all right there?
Yeah, sorry, come
on. It's quite thick. There's quite a lot of juice in there, more than I remember from being a boy.
Yeah, there's a lot of liquid.
So what, Tom, you're going to go first.
Yeah.
Let me just get ready. I want to stand
and let's
up
bear
so
in
I can
mind
see.
That he's probably spent lockdown preparing for this.
Training.
This is a complete dry run. Yeah, none of us have had a practice.
Declan Evans, the bloke. Yeah, how many dry runs would he have had exactly?
Oh, but we're going in novice. So this is what we're going to do. We're not just going to say stop once the record timer's gone if you don't beat it. We're going to see how quick you can do it, okay? So Lou, have you got your timer?
I've got the stopwatch ready to go. Okay, just Tom, remind us of your technique.
I'm going to squeeze gently, but suck firmly.
Okay, well done. Okay, so here we go. Tom is the first to go. In three, to get that out of your mouth.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1, go! He looks determined.
I can't, yeah.
He looks determined, Lou.
Oh, that's all those cheeks. There's power in those cheeks.
Yes, very much so. He's got the hollow cheek going on.
I can't see the squeeze.
No.
Oh, he's doing very well.
He's doing really well. Is he just
done a record? Oh, my God, he's just...
Yes! 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 Yes!
bits and bits.
Okay.
Do you want to know your time?
Yeah.
14, 13.
Did you do one continuous suck?
No, I did three sucks, but I've held it.
So
I
three cupped... big sucks.
Lou, please. I cupped the pouch from underneath and and then squeezed.
Right.
So imagine you got a bag of marbles. Yes. I was just squeezing.
Manipulating.
Yeah, and then three massive sucks.
Yeah, he was manipulating the bottom of the pouch.
Supporting
right.
from below.
Lou, I've got my watch ready.
Okay.
Are you
right.
ready?
Oh my God. No, not really. I'm out of breath after
Let me
that.
Write my time down.
14:13.
Oh, God.
Dude, you just beat a world record,
Thanks,
man.
Thanks, mate. All right, Lou, are you
Hang
ready?
On, I'll just get my hair out of the way.
Yeah, 14, 13 to beat.
Okay, right. Oh,
okay,
I'm so
stand by. On my mark.
Mm-hmm.
And go.
Oh, she's going. She's. Lou is. Yeah, she's got. She hasn't got the hollow cheeks going on. You know where your truck.
Yeah.
Like that.
She's doing well.
But she's nodding a lot.
She's nodding. She's like a up. Horse going over the race. Yeah. Over the gallop.
Oh my God. Oh my
Stop!
God.
Oh my Lord! We got another world record! This is unbelievable!
Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, 14.03! All right, everyone, just take a breath.
I need one.
Take a breath. Jack the Lad, you're going next.
Okay.
After our next song, which happens to be Lizzo and Juice on More Radio.
Of course it is.
So appropriate.
Well done, Lulu.
I'm exhausted.
Well done, both. Just extraordinary scenes here.
I got halfway through and I thought I was going to have to give in. But I powered through.
At the Capri Sun World Championships.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to More Radio with Tom. Capri Sun World Record holder Lou.
Woo!
And potential Capri Sun world record holder Jack
Miller. He's been pacing.
Yeah. I don't think I can get anywhere near Lou. She's like a rocket-fueled Capri Sun sucking witch of gorgeousness.
I'll add that to my email.
That's extraordinary. Wordsmith there. Okay, so if you just joined us, this quick reset on what's happening. Yesterday we told you that the guy called Declan Evans has set a Guinness World Record by drinking a Capri Sun pouch in the fastest time, 16.65 seconds. I went first and did a time of 14.13. Smashed it.
Yeah.
Lou then went second with a time of 14.03.
I mean, you're taking 2 seconds off the world record
it's
there, man.
It's amazing, Lou.
You know what I mean? Jack no pressure.
Jack's yet to go. Are you ready, son?
Yeah. Hang on. Let me just press record because I'll film it in case something miraculous happens. Yeah. Hang on.
Right, Lou.
Okay, yeah.
You're on the timer.
Yeah, I'm ready
this
to
is,
go.
Here we go.
Okay.
And look, it doesn't matter if he beats us. We just want to beat the world record. We've all done well. Okay. Jack, are you ready? On
I'm
my
ready.
Mark.
Yes.
And go. Okay, he's off. He's cupping that pouch beautifully.
He's doing a similar technique to me. Lots of little slurps.
Yeah. Oh,
I found that worked well.
It's very
shaky.
Quite
a squeeze
though.
Going on.
Stand by, Lou, on the clock. Stand by, stop!
Okay.
Oh, my God. Are you right?
Yes, come on, nose a bit.
Yes, coming out your nose there, bud. You've got a bit coming out your nose.
You're right.
Yes.
It's like when you were in a swimming pool, isn't
both
it?
Both nostrils, mate.
Okay, we're all within 1 second of each other.
Okay.
Jack.
Yes.
You got 10.60.
10 seconds.
What?
What did we get?
14.
Oh, we did it!
World champ.
I can't believe that.
That's amazing, mate.
That is how you suck.
Yeah,
yes.
That is it.
Expert sucker.
Well done. Ladies and gentlemen, the Capri Sun Pouch World Champion is Jack the Lad, everybody.
You have a qualification in sucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, you, in your face, Declan.
You cut that bad boy. It was amazing.
I need to sit down.
Yeah, we all do. All right, it's Bobby Brown on More Radio.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
We've had a message.
From who?
From James.
What does he want?
James in St Leonard's.
What's going on, Lou?
Well, he says, sorry to burst Tom, Lou and Jack's bubble, but the Capri Sun record includes
taking the straw out and piercing the packaging.
Oh no, we didn't do that.
No, we didn't. And Jack, I would like you to just remember that it's not your fault. It's Tom's, because he made us prepare.
I thought we could prepare the pouch. I didn't know that the record included the peeling off of the straw and piercing. Oh, guys, I am so sorry.
You go out to Tesco's and get some more Capri Sun.
Come back. Come back.
Oh, his face.
Every time I do something I can be proud of, you have to take it away from me. I'm going home.
He's got his keys as well.
You do deserve that, Tom.
I was just trying to save time by preparing the pouch.
You can't save time in a timed competition.
I formally apologise to my friends.
Can't let me be happy, can
if you're
you?
Gonna go, go. Sorry, sorry.
It's a Monday, but it's also a historic moment.
It really is. We have the current Capri Sun Downing World Champion, Declan Evans, with us on the show, live from Lincolnshire. Hi, Declan.
Hiya.
Jack and you are about to go head-to-head here. So Jack's 10 seconds from Friday is void because we didn't include the unveiling of the straw out of the cellophane piercing the pouch moment.
Which you have to do in order for it to be a bona fide world record. Declan, just to remind us of your exact time.
16.65 seconds.
Okay.
Right, so what we're going to do is we're going to have a little challenge, Tom. Do you want to set it up?
Yes, so here we go. Here are the actual rules. According to the Guinness World Record, any commercially available unmodified 200ml Capri Sun pouch may be used for this attempt. Prior to the attempt, the pouch with straw still inside the plastic film and glued to the side must be positioned in front of the challenger on a table surface. The challenger must start with both hands placed on the table surface. Right, so Declan, you're going to go first. Are you ready, sir?
All right.
So
yes,
you. So we'll say go, and then when you're finished, say done, and Tom will give you your time.
All right, that sounds good.
Okay, Declan, in 3, 2, 1, go!
This is gripping, isn't it?
That's really tough. We can't see him. Sorry. Is that slurping?
I don't know.
Done.
Oh!
Go on.
16.8.
Oh, oh my life, that's quick, isn't it?
That's an extraordinary time, Declan.
16.8.
I mean, he's only just missed out on his own world record. Wow, Jack the lad.
Okay, hang on.
Okay, pouch on table.
Yeah.
Declan, first of all, you must be made up with that attempt.
Oh, yeah, I was actually quite first thing in the morning. I'm quite impressed with that.
Yeah, well done, mate.
He's doing it in bed.
Jack, are you ready?
Yes.
Are you filming yourself, Jack?
Yes, I'm filming.
Okay.
So weird.
Your time?
Yes.
Starts now.
Oh, he's wrestling.
Oh, I can't get it out. I've already blown it.
Concentrate.
I've already blown it.
Concentrate.
Stop it. Leave me alone. I can't get the straw. Oh, no. It's all gone wrong. It's all gone wrong in here, Declan.
Done. Done.
So I just burped.
Is that really? Is that really done?
No, it's still our fault.
It's still our fault. Declan, your certificate is still yours. Thank you for being such a great sport and coming on the show.
Great. Thanks for having me.
It's actually 3/4 full. Look how bent my straw is. There's Capri Sun on my window and everything.
Oh,
Declan,
no.
You're a good sport, mate, and Britain is very lucky to have you.
In the Olympics next.
Olympics. Yeah. Declan Evans, everybody, the reigning Capri Sun Downing World Champion on the
Your crown is intact, my friend.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou, and Jack. The best bits.
If you thought the last few minutes of the show was bad, it's about to get a whole lot worse. Thomas Evans,
and it's not even
I cannot
me.
Believe what you have done
it's
this morning.
Not even me.
You're
that's
such
done
a little
it.
Show off, and now Jack's getting involved as well because, of course, he is.
It doesn't need to be mentioned on the radio, Lou.
But you do realise it is slightly illegal what you're doing.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
What is?
What's illegal?
Broadcasting under the influence.
I'm not drunk.
No, you know, we're just having a sip of Guinness here.
Just a sip of Guinness, Lou.
It's
St. Patrick's Day.
Not even 8:45.
It's fine.
It's not
I'll tell
fine.
You what. Anything I hope to accomplish today has just vanished.
I might have to come in and confiscate that iPad.
in a minute. I don't know what you've been saying to the Facebook Live people.
Well, yeah. The funny thing is, it only takes a pint and Tom starts getting very musical theatre.
Mate, less than a pint with Guinness. This doesn't even have a top of blackcurrant in it. I'm anybody's in the middle.
If you could have said to anybody, who do you think will bring alcohol into the radio station today? Everybody would have said Jack. And then Tommy Two Scoops bursts out with a Guinness.
I did offer you one, Lou, but you declined.
No, of course I did.
What's wrong with having a Guinness? This is our work day. I mean, we have lunch at 11.
We're still in the midst of it.
It's all right, work lunches. People do that. Anyway, let's get to the. We're running out of time. Would you rather sleep on the same bed with the same bed sheets forever without ever changing them? So never change your bed sheets, or only be able to shower once a month? A lot of people on Facebook Live suggesting, with the aid of deodorant and antiperspirant and wet wipes, they would go with the bed sheets.
Oh, wet wipes allowed? Because you didn't really answer that question.
I'm not really allowing it, but people seem to be ignoring me.
If we can ignore you, then I'll just go and have a shower. Don't give us that option, you wally.
The thing with the bed sheets is, forever, I mean, they're going to be rock hard, aren't they? It's going to be like sleeping on a bit of plywood.
I did see somebody suggested you just have a shower every night, which will help, but not forever.
No. I'm going to say I would go a month without showering.
I think I would too, because apparently we can just defy Tom and go and have a shower anyway.
Listen, I've had a drink.
I can't believe what's happened this morning.
It's all right, Lou. No one needs to know. Shush. Okay. Between you and me. I love you.
Stop touching the studio like that. It's weird.
I'm going to pour the rest away. Happy St. Patrick's.
Oh, this is awkward. Primary school in Crawley, Seymour Primary School, they've had a note go out to the parents saying, please can you turn up to the school gate wearing appropriate attire, not skimpy outfits, nothing that looks like underwear or pyjamas.
Oh, well, you hear about this every now and then. I don't know what's wrong with turning up in your jammies.
I love how Lou's just named the primary school.
Well, it's in the sun.
Oh, is it?
It's in the sun.
Where is it?
It's in Crawley, Seymour Primary School. It's in all the local papers and it's in like nationals as well now.
Come on, mums and dads.
This is how you upset a whole town, right? No, like this. Watch this. Everybody that has a kid going to Seymour Primary, turn up today in your pyjamas. I don't... You see it every now and then. What's the harm?
I think it depends on what you wear to bed.
Well, when
probably,
you're saying skimpy outfits, I'd be quite upset if Sal dropped Ruben and Eddie off in like a little silk teddy.
Well, I think that's what they're implying.
Oh my gosh.
They're saying underwear.
Right. Well, I mean, in the winter as well. I mean, I understand.
Is that the issue?
In the summer,
you
maybe.
You understand.
Blokes turning up wearing elephant thongs. And mum standing at the gate saying, I love your garter belt.
Oh my gosh. And what? Sorry, what town?
Crawley.
Well, it's further north. It might be warmer. I don't know.
That's not how it works.
I don't know. Let's make an effort there today, parents of kids at that school.
I'm going to pick Eddie up today in my Spurs pyjamas.
in a pair of Ugg boots where the heel's gone.
Yeah.
You know that look.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
I am such an idiot.
What have you done?
So, I'm very surprised Jack stayed quiet after that.
Well, because I love you and I want to reserve judgment.
Have you ever asked the question to a shop worker only to discover they don't work there?
We've
all done that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, that happened to me yesterday, but I was the shop worker. And to be honest, I don't blame the lady in Tesco at all. So I was shopping yesterday and I went down the home aisle and I saw a broom and we need a new broom.
Right.
So I thought, this looks right. It was only £2 in Tesco, right? So I thought, that's £2. It's a bit cheap for a broom. And I was feeling the bristles. And I thought, that's a bit light. So I started sweeping the aisle.
Testing it out.
I thought, I'm such an idiot.
Can I just ask what you were wearing at this point?
I was wearing this blue body warmer. And I realised that there's a fleece version.
Yes, there is.
That the Tesco staff wear.
Yeah.
So there I am.
The cleaning staff do wear a slightly different uniform.
Yeah. So there I am with mask on and sweeping the aisle, testing this broom out.
Did you have your yellow sign out?
No, I didn't.
And a voice from behind me went, "Excuse me." I was like, "Oh no. Do you know where the Epsom salts are?"
Right? Please tell me you gave an answer.
Now, coincidentally,
aisle
17, love. Coincidentally, and I promise you this is true, I can show you the receipt. Just last week, I bought Epsom salts for my wife.
Right. Epsom salts are good.
Yeah,
good in the bath.
For the bath. So I had this moment in my head where I thought, "Ah, oh, do I go along with this? Or do I say, look, I'm sorry, I don't work here." So actually, in the end, I went for a hybrid version and said, "Look, sorry, I don't work here, but I do know where the Epsom salts are.
I just hang around sweeping a lot of the time."
And this woman looked at me like, she didn't say anything, but she was looking at me thinking, "Well, you're sweeping. So, what are you doing?" So anyway, I made a joke. And then I said, "Look, I'm buying a broom and I'm testing it out." And I realised this. And we laughed and she laughed. But anyway, so I told her where to go, to the shampoo bathing section. But at this moment, I was directing this customer, a real Tesco lady. I promise you this is true. Who was filling the shopping, doing the online shopping order, the big blue crate, came round the corner to see me directing a customer, right, whilst leaning on a broom.
Leaning on a broom like Trigger.
Yeah. So I did. So I had this moment. She looked me up and down and realised quite quickly, I don't recognise this guy.
I've seen you in the staff
room.
Who
is he sweeping the aisle and directing customers? And so I did what I always do, which is why I'm an idiot. And I tried to make a joke.
Oh, no.
With this.
Tom, I told you about this.
So I said to the real Tesco lady, as I raised my eyes and sweeping, I went, "God, they work as hard, don't they?" And I said, "What time do you clock off?"
No.
She said nothing. She looked at me and said nothing.
And so then I called security, probably.
So I dropped the broom. And just walked away.
Oh, my.
So anyway, listen, I want to apologise to that lady that I didn't mean to come on to by saying what time she clock off.
Which Tesco was this?
Burgess Hill.
Okay, well, there you go. Maybe that could be a new feature on the show. Tom's Rogue Sweeps. We just send him somewhere with a broom and see how long it takes someone to ask him a question.
Right, next week, you're going to Asda in a green jumper.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
So scientists and researchers have finally come up with a definitive list of what condiments and sauces need to live in the fridge and need to live in the cupboard.
Cupboard.
I mean, it's one that everyone argues about, ketchup being the biggie.
According to the packaging, they all should, but...
So because this bit has been done on radio so many times, yes. I've decided to dress it up and make it into a quiz game and give it a funky title.
Okay, the title is...
Is this... Fridge or no fridge? Is it going to live in the fridge or not? Fridge or no fridge? Is it going to live in the fridge or not?
I mean, that's okay. One of the most extraordinary things I've ever heard in my life.
How long did you spend making that?
I salute you.
I made that last night.
Right.
It took me all of 3 hours. A lot of licensing issues.
3 hours?
Lou versus Jack. Mayonnaise, fridge or cupboard?
Fridge.
Fridge.
Correct. Pesto, fridge or cupboard?
Fridge.
Cupboard until it's open, then fridge.
Well, yeah, exactly. Are we doing what? Is this once open for everything?
Everything is opened.
Okay.
Pesto, fridge or cupboard?
Fridge.
Correct. Honey, fridge or cupboard?
Cupboard.
Correct. Pickle, fridge or cupboard?
Fridge.
Probably fridge.
Cupboard.
That sounds good.
Salad cream, fridge or cupboard?
Fridge.
Fridge.
Correct. Soy sauce, fridge or cupboard?
Cupboard.
Correct. Tartar sauce, fridge or cupboard?
Fridge.
Fridge.
Correct. Oh, he's doing well here.
Yes.
Ketchup, fridge or cupboard?
Oh!
There's a big
game. Ketchup, fridge.
See, I would normally say cupboard, but mine is currently in the fridge.
Well, which is it going to be, Lou? What
do
you want to choose?
I'll go cupboard.
You're going to go cupboard. Jack, you're saying fridge for ketchup once opened. The winner of the game is Lulu. It's cupboard.
Hey,
it's cupboard. Scientists
really?
Have said it. Yeah, scientists have said that.
Who's a scientist of ketchup? I don't
there
believe
you go. Would you like to finish off to hear my jingle one more time?
Yes, yes please.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a game that we called fridge or cupboard. Wait, I'm going to do it again because I did the fuh at the beginning.
Okay.
That was a game that we called... Fridge or... I got the wrong key. Fridge.
You've got the wrong key.
Wait. Fridge. Okay. Fridge or cupboard. Is it going to live in the fridge or cupboard? Fridge or cupboard. Is it going to live in a fridge or cupboard?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Now, no matter which country or nation you hail from, there's one song that everybody knows from your country. It touches the heart of every member of your country, from young to old. I am, of course, talking about the National Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
It is National Anthem Day today. Around
the
world. Yeah, well, some countries take it a lot, sort of take it to the next level. Like every morning at school, the kids will sing it before going into class and things like that. And of course, it often touches on the culture and the history of that nation, doesn't it?
So this is across the whole world?
This is across the whole world. So we're being asked today to celebrate our national anthems and give them a blast. Now, controversy here.
Oh.
Some people here in the UK, an element of people, are now outraged with one particular country.
Mm-hmm.
Liechtenstein.
The old Liechtenstein.
So Liechtenstein is actually a principality. It's one of those...
It's teeny weeny,
but they call themselves a country. Now, why are we outraged? And why are we boycotting all things Liechtensteinian?
Is that word? Like what, for example?
Oh,
what are they known for?
I don't know, jugs of ale? They're Switzerland, Austria. They're nestled there, aren't they?
I have no idea where Liechtenstein is.
Yeah. Well, this is why people in the UK want to boycott all things Liechtensteinian. Have a listen to their national anthem. The thieves!
They picked it!
I mean, that's our national anthem, isn't it?
How dare
but
they?
But wait.
How dare they?
Calm down, because you're going to have an accident again.
It even did the twiddly bit where it goes up.
Yeah, yeah.
How do we know...
They've nicked our key change.
How do we know that we had it first, is my first question. How do we know it's not just, like, a stock, like, musical background that you get from a music library that you can use for national anthems?
I don't know,
How long
Jack?
Has Liechtenstein been a thing?
Surely we're a bit older than Liechtenstein.
Well, I just don't know about that. In fact, Tom, I think the way you're going, you might well owe some Liechtensteinians an apology.
I'm not apologising to them, the thieves. They've come in through the back door and nicked our national anthem.
You don't
Get
know
your
that.
Own
it's
national
not on.
Anthem. I'm
Tom,
sorry.
If we were
no,
in a court
no.
of law right now, you'd be asking to present your evidence.
Right. Okay. I can prove that we are older.
Yes, Lou.
Independence as a principality, 23rd of January, 1719.
Oh, thank you.
It's ours.
It's ours.
Right, Tom, make them up one now.
A new one for
yeah,
them.
Go
well,
on.
They can, I don't know. They can get, we were talking about Sugar Babes earlier. Why don't you get one of those back catalogue?
It's not
Do you
bad
know what?
Idea.
Push
now,
the button.
Now the evidence. Now the evidence has been presented. I have something to say.
Yeah.
Damn you, Liechtensteinians!
Yeah.
Stay away from our national anthem that we got from the stock music library.
You swine!
That's out of order,
isn't it?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou, and Jack. The best bits.
You know, last week we were chatting about that school over in the States that had set up in like basically an old BHS. In a
yes.
department store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I've got a video now of kind of the opposite happening. There's this kid and his family who have moved into an old school, an empty school building, and it's sort of been partially converted. You know how you sometimes get beautiful like, old Victorian school buildings that get made into several houses? This hasn't been made into several houses. This is one massive house. And so, like, the toilets, you've got like a line of toilets.
You're letting your rivals.
Cool.
And his sister, like, sleeps on a basically, you know, the big science benches.
Yeah.
They've just put her mattress on top of them.
No, I don't like that. That's
it's really weird.
It's quirky, though. It might be fun.
It's quirky, but they're slightly sort of sterile.
It's not homely.
No, exactly.
Yeah, but that's down to you to make it homely.
Yeah,
no, I mean, you've got to put your touches on it.
You don't want your mum shouting down the stairs, dinner in the canteen.
Well, exactly. You've got a basketball court.
Oh, well, now the facilities, that's good.
And you've been, yeah, you can act really posh, because if you're at one end of the dining table and your missus is at the other
yeah,
end,
yeah.
sort of thing you see in like Dickensian times.
You'll
you know
be
mean?
On tiny chairs.
that's a little small chair. And when you should watch the TV, okay, and then you wheel it in.
Wheel it
in.
Yeah.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
How do you feel about your names? You like them?
Mine's pretty standard. It doesn't, you know, raise eyebrows. I'm happy.
It's all right, yeah.
Okay, so there's a little girl over in the States. She's called Charlie. And she has campaigned for her parents to change her name. She doesn't like it. She's written them this great long letter. Dear Mummy and Daddy, I like Charlotte better than Charlie. Charlotte's a girl's name and it's the prettiest name ever. I don't like Charlie. Charlotte is my passion. It's a better name. Makes me feel strong. Makes me feel independent, pretty, creative and loved.
Right.
And her mum and dad have gone, well, okay, maybe. And she's actually done some research, this little girl, into how much it costs to change your name by like deep poll. And she found out it costs £143, dollars, whatever it is over there. And she's raised the money by selling friendship bracelets. She's raised 100 quid already.
She's serious.
Oh, she's really serious about this.
Let her do it then. Your name's important. I do remember when I was a boy, I went to my mum and I wanted to swap names with a friend of mine that lived like on the same street as us.
Right.
And we went and actually, I said, well, I want to be called that, and my mum wouldn't let me. And like, I threw a right hissy fit and all, so I wanted to be called his name.
Well, you're going to have to. Come on, don't be coy. You're hiding it for some reason.
It's just
what would this show have been? What would be above the door of Sussex's greatest breakfast show? Hit me.
It would be More Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Desmond. Or Desi, as we called
Desi!
Him.
Oh, it's a solid name. It's a solid name, mate. Desmond, what you got for me? I can see it now.
Time for Desmond's You Never Would Have Thunk It.
Des the lad? Des, is that a word?
DTL.
Yeah.
That sounds like an infection.
Even More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Get this for a headline. Mum with rare condition must avoid eye contact with anyone attractive or she passes out.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, it's not poor thing.
She's not the poor one. Yeah.
No, sorry. But that's
happy passing out day, love.
No. Yeah, this poor lady, she's called Kirsty. She's got something called cataplexy,
right.
Which makes her muscles like relax if she's overcome with strong emotion. So actually, if you make her laugh, the same thing will happen, or if you scare her. But yeah, lust in particular, she goes, and she just like collapses, keels over.
I better stay away from her then, because I'm double threat, me.
That's my line. I was going to go. What, the scary one? Or the
That's risky. Does she have a partner?
Oh, I don't know. Well, she's a mum, so she must have at some point. I'm not sure of her current marital status.
Thank the Lord he's minging, though.
Yeah, a really minging, unfunny husband. Yeah. But I'm so happy.
Even More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
I've spotted something here that's really made me chuckle. This is, you're going to like this. This is a gym in Southampton, and they got in trouble during like the first lockdown because they were letting people sneak in the back and do their...
That's not on.
Do their weights. No, it's not on. And that's like, okay, sorry, we won't do it again, we won't do it again. But they're now being investigated again because they're having some they're having some painting and decorating done in the gym.
Mm.
And the police are saying, look, we're not being funny, but everybody in here that's doing the painting and decorating is really muscly. And also, they're all wearing like high-vis kit that doesn't fit them. It's too big or too small. We've never seen such a stacked bunch of decorators in all of our life. So are they really painting or are they just coming in and lifting weights?
Why has that one got lycra on? Yeah.
And the gym's like, they're just their painters, mate. Yeah.
Quick, they're coming. Grab a brush.
That's no, amazing.
All of not. These people, men and women, are just huge, like Schwarzenegger like painters. Yes.
What do you think you're doing, sir? I'm a blame the first quote.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just trying to cut in the corners.
Well, there you go. That was March on More Radio Breakfast. Thank you so much for listening. And we'd love it if you could pop us a little review. Maybe rate us whilst you're there.
Yeah. Give us a review on your app, whatever app you listen on, little 5 stars, and we'll check them. And then we'll give you a shout out on our actual breakfast show.
No, we won't. Because there'll be too many people. Tom's just lied to you. We won't do that.
Why not?
The review would help, though, because it helps us when we do our contract negotiations.
And it also gets us up the iTunes chart.
I'm more interested in money for my own self, financial gain.
We're back on your radio every weekday morning, Monday to Friday, 6 till 10. We will see you there.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits. Even More Radio Breakfast. More.